so easy. Got something to hide. Why? Things are different now. We want to have it all. Should we find it easy? Can't escape the need to know what the future holds. Waiting for the stars to align. 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 Looking over my shoulder, this is really new to me. Try to picture what's coming. Maybe I don't want this to be. It's feeling much closer, even if I'm afraid to see. Can't escape the need to know what the future holds. Waiting for the stars to align. Waiting for the stars to align. Waiting for the stars to align. Waiting for the stars to align.
How's everyone doing out there? My name is Dennis G. I'd like to welcome everyone here to Synthwave on the Fringes. It is Tuesday night, and this is the place to be. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Night Ride FM. We are doing our Fringe Wave show, one of my favorite times of the week, where we get to play all the fun Fringe Wavy tunes that are just on the outskirts of that Synthwave sound. And kicking things off was a group called Vitalik. He goes by Vitalik, and that was David Shaw featuring David Shaw and the Beat. And that was Waiting for the Stars. Great tune right there. Vitalik is a French EDM artist, and that came out in 2016. And it's a pretty cool tune. I really dig it. And we have a bunch of tunes lined up for you. We got about six or seven. And they are all right outside of that Fringe Wave circle. And that's the way we like it here. And we're going to move on into our next song. Just to let you know a little bit about this artist, we actually featured a review on our sister site, TheElectricRising.com. This is Eli Arson, I believe, is the proper pronunciation of the name. And one of the cool things I like about this song is the fact that he does a remake of an old Led Zeppelin tune. Now, Led Zeppelin remakes are kind of a dime a dozen nowadays, but the cool thing about what he does and did to the track, he added a lot of cool double bass drums and a lot of tempo changes and just some really cool stuff to the track to really kind of spice it up. And of course, he brings Becca Starr into the mix, which she just has a fantastic voice, and she just absolutely slays on this song. So we're going to go right into this song. This is Eli Arson, and this is Immigrant Song for you to listen to. Here it is. Once again, super cool tune right there. That is Immigrant Song. You've probably heard a good band known as Led Zeppelin making that song very, very popular. And Eli Arson does a pretty good job with the cover. I really do like that particular version. And of course, Becca Starr is absolutely slaying on that track. So good stuff. We are always kind of looking for new sounds. If you have a different sound, maybe you might have been told that you're not synthwavy enough. I don't know. You can always send me an email, d@nightride.fm, and we will try to get your song on the show, because we are all about showcasing talent and artists that just think out of the box a little bit. We love it. It's just such a cool, fun thing to kind of be able to be right on that outer edge of the scene and doing some experimentation and enjoying what you're doing and making a music and not having to worry about fitting into a mold. It is always better to just let your music go and flow and have a voice of its own. So we're going to go into this next song. This is a song that is actually from a game-inspired tune that I'm really, really excited about. This particular game that's coming out, this is inspired by Cyberpunk 2077. Yes, I said it. I will be quitting my job when that game comes out, and I'm going to be playing that full-time professionally, and I will have to say goodbye to all my hobbies and everything just to play that game, because I am probably the most excited about it. It is coming out. CD Projekt Red is really doing their thing. They're pushing some awesome stuff out, and we're pretty hyped for that. But this is inspired by the game. That's not even out yet. That much inspiration is just amazing. And this song is called Night City 2385. This is by an artist, and she goes by the name of Eyeshadow 2600 FM. That is a whole lot of name there. This is a cool tune, and this is very fringy, synth-wavy. We're going to feature it right now, right here on Night Ride FM, because it is awesome, and you guys are awesome. So here it is. This is a little Night City 2385. We'll be right back. Yeah, that really takes me back. That was probably one of the best trailers I've ever seen for the wonderful Cyberpunk 2077. Once again, that was Night City 2385 by iShadow 2600 FM. Whew, that's a lot of words. But that is a cool tune. And once again, my name is Dennis G. This is Synthwave on the Fringes every single Tuesday night. This is where we are at. We are hanging out. We're hanging out in the chat. We're just talking about whatever it is we feel like talking about. Make sure you jump in the chat and participate in the discussion. We are talking about music and whatever else is going on in the chat room. Always something new and fresh, and always a good crowd in there. In fact, we do have a couple of special guests in the chat room tonight. We have the wonderful Pomek Hart, and he is going to be getting his song featured, another one. We actually played him on the very first Fringe Wave show, but I love his stuff so much, and we're going to tell you about that in a little bit. And in the meantime, though, we're going to put this next track on. Now, this is a new single, brand new single by Glass Apple Bonsai. Now, I saw him play at Neon, and let me tell you that it was probably one of the best performances. Him and that whole Saturday lineup was just fantastic, and he is a really, really good live performer. And the cool thing about him is he does a lot of experimentation. He does a really, really good job of just kind of mixing up the genre. He has some different projects, and he just really breaks out of that mold. And that's one of the things I love about Green Apple Bonsai. And he does have this next song. This is actually coming up from his full-length album, which is to be released. The album is called The All Night Starlight Electronic Cafe. What is with all these long titles, I tell you tonight? And that is a cool album. We can't wait for that. This is actually some B-sides that he is putting out on a EP release. Bunch of B-sides. And this is a tune called Our Finer Moments. And the full EP is coming out on February 14th on Bandcamp and wherever you can find good music. It will be there, so make sure you check them out on Bandcamp and purchase some music if you like what you hear, especially some of the music that I play is a little bit outside of the synthwave realm. You want to make sure that you support your artists because they are there making good tunes for you, and if you love it, definitely show your love to them. Make a purchase. They love it. And we're going to play this next song. This is once again called Our Finer Moments. This is Green Apple Bonsai, and he is from Canada. Super cool dude, and I did meet him up in Neon as well, along with seeing him perform. He's a super cool guy too, and here it is. Thank you. again, that is a little glass apple bonsai. Super cool right there. And he has that new album coming up February 14th. This whole thing's going to be released on Bandcamp and other fine music outlets. So make sure you check it out. Always good stuff coming up from Glass Apple Bonsai. And in fact, he actually did a really cool thing. I believe it was in 2014 he did this. We have another article up on Electric Rising. Make sure you check out that site too. We have a lot of cool articles writing about the synthwave industry and what is going on. He actually did an entire soundtrack for the movie Metropolis. I'm not sure if you know the movie, but if you are into cyberpunk, chances are you might have heard it. It's actually a really cool silent film that came out in like 1927. It was really, really old, and they actually brought some sound to it. They had, some over the years, they redid the whole soundtrack, added a soundtrack to the silent movie, and it's phenomenal. He did a whole 3-hour live set in Canada, and it was really cool. It was really cool stuff. So definitely check out his stuff. He has a ton of stuff up on Bandcamp, always on the outer skirts, always a little fringy, and that's why we love his stuff. We're going to go into our next artist. We got two more artists we're going to feature tonight. We hope you're enjoying the show tonight. And of course, each and every single Tuesday night is the show, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We do the show, so make sure you check it out. Jump in the chat room and say hi with the usual crew. You might meet some new friends. You never know. And this next artist goes by the name of Polemic Heart. I said it wrong the first time, because I say everybody's name wrong. That is my claim to fame. But I believe I got it right. Polemic Heart. Polemic Heart. Yes. This song is called Another Sea. This is actually another cool tune. I love all Joey's stuff. He does a fantastic job with all of his stuff, and it's just a little fringy, and it's just a little rocky, and it's a little electronic, and it's cool. He's got a nice unique sound. He actually wrote this one for a competition. It was a competition. The theme was autumn and fall. So he kind of went with that fall vibe, going with Another Seed, a little play on words. And he always feels a little sad in the fall because you got the whole, leaves falling and dying and all that decrepit stuff. And in fact, I'm right with you, dude. I do not like the fall. I do not like the winter. Spring and summer is my gig. So definitely, right there with you on that. But this is another cool tune. And this is, one of many songs I'm sure I'm going to be featuring on the show, because he just has a lot of good stuff coming out. In fact, he's going to be putting out a new EP later down the road. Make sure you keep an eye out for it. And we'll let you know. We'll let you know when it comes around. And here it is. This is a little tune called Another Seed by Polemic Heart. Here it is. We'll be right back. Yeah, once again, a little Paul McCart with another seed. Paul McCart. Oh my God. I'm the worst. Wait till I start pronouncing Bungita's name. I mess up that one too every single day. But, you know, just because I mess up names doesn't mean I don't love it. Because I do. And that is such a great, great tune. More stuff coming up for that particular artist. And in fact, you can check him out. He is hanging in the chat. That's one of the cool things about what we do, is you get to hear the cool tunes. You actually get to hang out with the artists in the chat. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you get to say hi and talk about tunes and whatnot. In fact, our very last artist, he goes by the name of User, and I haven't really featured any of his songs on a show, but I tell you what, I did a full interview on nightride.fm. He is in the archive section, so if you go to my section under the archives on Nightride FM, you can hear an entire interview. I think we talked for about an hour and a half, maybe pushing 2 hours, and we talked about everything from music to where he grew up to just all kinds of crazy fun things. And we did an entire interview, so I'm gonna tell you absolutely nothing about this next song that he wrote and performed and put out on his album that just came out. The only thing I will say is it came out on New Year's Eve, so if you were around on New Year's Eve, maybe you might have heard his song playing, because we did kind of promote a little bit on the station. And we love him. He's a cool dude. And yeah, check out that interview. And we have some more interviews coming up too for upcoming artists. If you want to get your album either reviewed or interviewed, or you just want to come on and be a special guest on one of our shows, don't feel free. Don't be afraid. Don't feel free. Don't be afraid to reach out to me. My number is at DennisG@nightride.fm. Make sure you shoot me over one of them magical emails and ask. You never know. We might put you on and hang out, talk a little bit about synthwave. That's the only thing. You got to know a little bit about synthwave. Don't come on the show and be like, yeah, I heard of synthwave. I heard it's a thing, and don't really know much about it, because you won't be on my show. You got to talk synthwave, because that's what I like to talk about, and I hope you like to talk about it, and I hope you like to listen to it. That's why we're here. So we're here to talk about all these cool artists, and these guys are definitely pushing some boundaries out. This last song, again, 1985, find out about it, check out the interview. I'm going to leave you with this last one here. Once again, my name is Dennis G. This is the Synth Wave on the Fringes show. We do it each and every single Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. We also have a show on Thursday. Thursday at the same time, we do the Dennis G show, and basically that is centered around some sort of theme. We theme it out. We have a little bit of fun. We have some popcorn and just talk about music and play some cool songs. So you are here to check out some tunes, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to put this next one on for you, and thanks a lot for hanging out. We appreciate it. Make sure you stay by the chat room. Say hi to the crew in there. And we will see you next time. Thanks a lot.
I got a game to make it. I'm a child of the 80s. and Ric Flair. These were my favorite wrestlers in the World Wrestling Federation. I had a skateboard, black and green, and plastic rust stuck underneath, and I hated rollerbladers. I'm a child of the 80s. We'll be right back.